Joy to be with you again.
很高兴又和大家在一起。
I was saying to Kenneth on the way in, summer is going by so quickly.
我刚进来的时候发现这个暑假已经快过了一半了。
So this week you need to live every day to the maximum because August is coming.
今天你每天都要充分使用每一天，好好过每一天。
But don't let that steal your joy.
但是不要让每一天发生的一些事情来偷走你的喜乐。
Today we want to focus on how to sustain joy in your life.
我们今天要讲的主题是如何保持持久的喜乐。
So do a little mental exercise with me.
下面我们一起来做一些头脑上的一些风暴。
Who is the happiest, most joyful person you know? Don't shout out their name.
你知道的、所知道的、最开心的、最喜乐的人是谁？
But a person that walks around with a smile on their face.
一个人走过你旁边的时候，他脸上常常带着笑容。
They're grateful for even the little things in life.
他们为生活当中很小的小事而喜乐。
And they just give you energy to live life.
他们总是每次和他讲话的时候，他总能给你正面的力量。
Now here's another question.
还有另外一个问题。
Who's the most unhappy, most joy challenged person that you know? Don't hit them now.
你所知道的最不开心的，常常缺乏喜乐的人是谁？
A person who is negative and bitter and complaining all the time and can only see the glasses half empty.
一个人总是很负面，然后很是苦读，然后他有很多的抱怨，然后总是看见这个可能半空的这个杯子，他只能看到空的地方。
There's the joyful person. There's the unjoyful person.
有喜乐的人，也有非常缺乏喜乐的人。
There's a TV show called Survivor. Have any of you seen it?
有一个电视节目叫《幸存者》，你们当中有没有人看过？
It's a show that you get stranded on a desert island with someone for about a month.
那个节目呢，就是把你和一些人扔到一个孤岛上一个月。
Which person would you like to have stranded on your island with you?
如果让你选这样一个人和你在孤岛上待一个月，谁有这样的荣幸？
Well, I think we would all want that joyful person to be with us.
我想每个人都希望有这么样的一个人，他蛮有喜乐。
Well, dream with me for just one second.
和我一起做一秒钟的梦。
What if we could create a group of people that were always joyful?
如果我们可以建造一群人，他们总是非常的喜乐。
What if there was a community of people that were always filled with gratitude and thanksgiving to God for all the gifts that He's given to us?
如果我们有一个社区，社区当中的每一个人都是非常的喜乐，为生活当中神所赐予的每一件小事东西都非常感恩。
Well, that group exists.
那样的群体存在吗？
I'm looking at them right now.
我现在想四处看看。We
have all the joy in the world available at our disposal.
我们其实是一群非常幸福的人，是可以非常常常有喜乐。And
if the church could just become contagiously joyful, we would be so attractive to the outside world.
如果基督徒能够非常有感染性的，总是满怀喜乐，能将喜乐传递给别人的话，那基督徒在世界上可以有很大的影响。So
let's make this personal. How much joy do you have in your heart today?
让我问你一个私人的问题，今天你的心里有多少喜乐？
I wish I had time to talk individually with all of you.
我真希望我有时间和你们当中的每一个人都聊一聊。But
my goal this morning is through the power of God to raise whatever level you're at, to raise it. Let's aim for two levels higher.
我今天的盼望就是讲到结束之后，我们能够因着神，因着耶稣基督，能将你心里的喜乐的水平提高两个 level，两个层次。
Of course, we realize that we live in joy challenged times.
当然，我们不得不承认，我们现在所生活的世代这种情景是非常挑战的。
I mean, you turn the news on and everything from the end of the world to a recession is the headlines.
现在每天我打开电视，听到都是世界各处这个经济非常的萧条。
So many people are living with anxiety and even depression in their hearts.
现在全球有很多人生活在抑郁症当中，非常的沮丧。
Somehow we need to overcome what the world's teaching us and believe what the gospel teaches us.
我们每一天都要真的是跟世界所告诉我们的声音做这样的斗争，能够相信圣经里所应许的。
The book of Philippians is about joy, about sustaining joy in our lives.
腓立比书就是有关喜乐的一本书。
So I'd like to jump into chapter 4, and I believe there's 4 secrets to sustaining joy in our lives.
所以我们今天一起来看看腓立比书第四章，其中我们可以发现有四个秘诀。
The first secret is living for a single purpose.
第一个秘诀就是单为一个目的而活。
When the Apostle Paul woke up every day, even if it was in prison, his goal was to rejoice in the Lord always.
保罗，这个使徒，他当时即使是在监狱当中，他每天还是充满喜乐。所以腓立比书四章这四节一开始就说，你们要靠主常常喜乐。
I mean, when Paul wrote these words, he wasn't writing from a Hampton Inn on stationery there.
保罗写这封信的时候，并不是在哈密尔顿这个酒店当中用酒店当中这个小抄这个笔记便条来写的。
He was writing from a prison cell where he was chained to the wall or to a guard.
当时保罗是在监狱里当中，很可能手脚都带着这个锁链。
And yet, even in those circumstances, he was able to say, "I'm rejoicing in the Lord. That's my mission today."
所以即使在那样的境遇之下，保罗还是说我今天要靠主喜乐。
What I find most interesting is that the Apostle Paul had more joy in prison than we have in our freedom.
我其实觉得这个事情很奇妙，就是保罗即使在监狱当中手带镣铐，却比今天的我们，蛮有自由的我们，有更多的喜乐。
So we need to make a distinction at this moment between joy and happiness.
所以我们现在要稍微来分辨一下两个词，一个是喜乐，一个是开心。
A great way to realize happiness is that it's surrounded by the happenings of our life.
所以开心这个词常常是因为我们周遭是什么样的环境，正在发生什么，我们因着这些事情，因着这些环境而开心。
So if the happenings of our life are good, we can smile.
如果我们周围正在发现一些好的事情，那我们就可以开心。
But joy is found in the Lord, and it can occur in every situation.
但是喜乐唯有在耶稣基督里可以找到喜乐，无论我们的境况、我们的环境如何。
Notice in verse 5 there it says, "The Lord is near."
第五节这里看到最后说主已经近了。
Just like I taught the kids, I'll remind you.Our strength, our power for joy is not in the happenings, but it's in Jesus Christ himself.
就像我刚刚在儿童主日学当中，儿童的信息当中告诉小孩子的，主已经近了。我们能够有这样的能力，有这样的源泉可以喜乐，完全是因为我们有耶稣基督。
And you could be in the worst of situations, but if you have the Lord, you have the opportunity to have joy anytime.
So if you 已经信主，你有耶稣基督了，所以无论你的境况如何，你都可以喜乐。
So joy ends up being a byproduct.
所以喜乐是一个副产品。
We don't aim for joy. We aim to connect with Jesus.
我们的目的并不是要喜乐，我们的目的是要和耶稣基督连接。
And if you want to immediately raise your joy level, worship the Lord, give glory to Him.Give thanksgiving to him, and as you do that, guess what will happen to your joy?
所以如果你现在的状况是不喜乐，你想要立刻喜乐起来，那就试一试敬拜赞美他，将所有的该有的赞美荣耀敬拜都归给神。
So tomorrow, when you wake up and you roll out of bed,
所以明天当你从床上爬起来的时候，
your number one priority,
你的第一个最重要的事情。
Lord, I give you glory. I worship you. I praise you.
就是说，主啊，我敬拜你啊，我将所有的荣耀都归给你。
Start your day tomorrow with a single purpose of saying, I am going to rejoice in the Lord.
所以开始明天新的一天就是以这样单单的一个目的，为了荣耀主，为了以主为喜乐而活。
You now know the first secret.
所以这是第一个秘诀。
The second secret.
第二个秘诀。
Reprogramming the mind.
心意更新。
We're told that on the average day, our minds have 30,000 thoughts go through them.
研究表明呢，我们的这个脑子里啊，每一天大概有30,000种的这个主意想法会出现。
I think Wei has 40,000.
我相信周围弟兄可能有40,000个。
Most people are more than me.
所以很多人可能比我有的主意啊想法更多。
But those thoughts have a tremendous impact on your joy.
但是那些想法对你到底能不能喜乐有很大的影响。
If you have 15,000 anxious thoughts, guess what that is going to do to your joy?
所以如果你一天要有30,000个想法，其中15,000个是非常焦虑的，你想想你会不会喜乐？
So we have the responsibility to reprogram our minds to have those 30,000 thoughts be worthy of being truth.And noble and right and whatever is in the verse 8 there.
所以每一天都要心意更新，我们对自己的脑子里的到底是存有什么样的想法，我们自己有责任。我们多多盼望那些想法是真实的，可敬的，公义的，清洁的，可爱的，有美名的。
What's interesting is that word anxious means to be pulled in different directions.
这个焦虑这个词，它从它的这个本意的词根上来说，它其实是一个人被拉向两个不同的方向。
And the English word worry means to strangle.
所以这个英文的这个词汇焦虑，它其实它的意思就是被从不同的两个方向拉，以至于很窒息。
So when our 30,000 thoughts are anxious and filled with worry, it strangles us and pulls us in different directions.
所以如果你30,000个当中的想法都是焦虑的话，你想想你这一天是不是好像要窒息，要被扼杀了一个感觉。
The antidote to worry is God's truth.
所以能够想要从这个当中出来，能够有解毒的这个解药的话，就是要学习如何依靠神，心意更新。
When we tell our mind God's truth, that builds like a garrison of protection of peace around us.
所以如果我们能够用神的话语好像一个防护墙一样，能够保守我们的心怀意念，每天能够心意更新。
The great opportunity that we have every day is to take control of those 30,000 thoughts and make them true.
所以我们每一天，我们每一个人对自己有责任，能够去控制，能够去决定选择那30,000个想法。到底是要去焦虑还是要真的是被神的真理、神的话所影响
？Here's a graph that shows truth and joy. When truth fills our life, joy will fill our life.
所以这里是一张图，有两条线下面的是一条粉色的线上面一条是紫色的。这个粉色的是代表真理，然后这个稍微上一点的是紫色的，代表喜乐。
The opposite is also true.
所以看见这个，他们几乎是相平行的，都是你的真理有多少，你的喜乐水平就有多少。
If you want to combat anxiety and worry, memorize God's word.
所以如果你想去除掉那些焦虑，那你就来背圣经。
So that any time during the day, when an anxious thought comes into your mind, you can fight it with God's truth.
所以每一天，当你心中有很多焦虑的时候，你能不能想起一些经文，可以将那些焦虑从你的脑中除去
？Rejoice in the Lord.
靠主常常喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord always. Just remember that. Rejoice in the Lord. You already have a memorized verse for today.
所以你今天已经有家庭作业了，就是记得这些圣经。这刚牧师他画的这个姿势也是刚刚教小孩子的。
So tomorrow, when one bad thought hits your brain, I want you to remember that verse.
所以你今天就是把这节经文记得，常常靠主喜乐。
You now know the second secret reprogramming.
所以你现在已经知道了第二个秘诀，心意更新。
Here's the third.
所以这是第三个秘诀。
Learning contentment.
学会满足。
Notice it says, therefore, I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstance.
所以这里腓立比书四章这十一节，这里高亮的部分说，我无论在什么情况都可以知足。
Joy is learned; it doesn't come naturally.
这个喜乐并不是自然而然的事情，不是自自然然就有了。
Even the Apostle Paul had to learn how to be content.
所以即使是使徒保罗，他也要去学习学会怎么去喜乐。
I wish that I could pass out a contentment pill to you right now.
我真希望我能给你递给一个喜乐的药丸。
Take this pill and you'll be content the rest of your life.
然后你吃了这个喜乐的药丸，你就会对你人生以后都满足，再也没有什么烦恼了。
But it doesn't work that way.
但是这世上没有这样的药丸。
You're going to have to experience times when you have much and times when you have little, and you have to learn to be content in both of them.
所以你总是会经历高处低处缺乏丰富，所以你要学会怎样去储备俭，怎样储丰富。
How did he learn the secret of contentment?
所以怎么样，有什么秘诀可以学会满足呢？
I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
十三节这里说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Let me share with you a personal way that I learned contentment in my own life.
让我和大家分享一下我自己是怎么样学会满足的。
If I see someone driving a very nice car,
如果我看见别人开了一辆很漂亮的车
，I will say, "Wow, that's a beautiful car."
我心里想，哇，那个车好酷。
But then I will say, "But I don't need to have that."
然后我就对自己说，我不一定需要也有那辆车。
If I see a beautiful house,
如果我看见非常漂亮的房子
，I will say, "Wow, that's a beautiful house."
然后我心里会想，哇，那个房子好漂亮。
But I don't need to have it.
但是我并不一定需要拥有它。
If I see someone that can sing like Bo,
如果我看见谁可以和张伯弟像弟兄一样唱歌唱得那么好听
，I say, "Wow, he has a beautiful voice."
然后心想，哇，他怎么能够有这么好的这个声音
？But I don't need to have it.
但我不一定要拥有它。
That's learning contentment.
这就是怎么去学会满足。
And you can apply that to all of life.
所以你可以运用这个小小的秘诀，在你生活当中每一个境遇都可以用一用。
Receive with gratitude where God has placed you at this moment.
因着神现在所给你的而感恩。
And when you say, "I'm content where God has placed me at this moment," you will have joy.
如果你能够为神现在把你放在什么位置、什么样的境遇，你如果能够为此感恩，所以你就不会不满足了。
Our fourth secret.
第四个秘诀。
Give everything to God.
将一切献上给神。
Paul commends the Philippians for their generosity.
使徒保罗为腓立比人他们的慷慨常常捐助他而表扬他们夸奖他们感谢他们
Evidently there were many times that he needed financial assistance
很奇妙的每一次他需要经济上的支持的时候
And this church took an offering and sent it to Paul
腓立比这个教会的人他们就会总会在这个时候雪中送炭将这些资助送到保罗的手里
And through their giving, they discovered the fourth secret, and that is giving everything to God.
所以他们腓立比人很聪明，他们通过这样一次一次的这样做，他们找到了第四个可以喜乐的秘诀，就是献上一切给神。
The best way to overcome the power of money is to give it away.
所以想要去战胜这个金钱对我们的诱惑，这样的一个束缚，最好的方式就是把一切都给出去。
Now there's three reasons to give it away.
所以有三个原因我们可以将这些给出去。
We give it away to encourage others.
我们通过施予可以给予鼓励他人。
When you share a gift with someone else, that creates joy in them, But it also creates joy in you.
当你将一个礼物或大或小送给别人的时候，你能看见别人很开心。但是同时，你看见别人开心的时候，你自己也很开心。
We're radically generous as an investment in the future.
这个慷慨这样的施予也可以作为对将来的投资。
How much of your money will you be taking to heaven with you?
你能带多少钱去天堂呢？
Zero.
一分都带不去。
Nothing.
什么都没有。
We have the opportunity now to invest in eternity.
所以我们现在所做出的对于别人的施予，就是在天堂，在天上做这样的投资，做积累。
And that's what made Paul so excited. He goes, I'm so excited that you're investing in eternity.
所以这是保罗为什么这么喜乐，因为他为将来积攒了很多。
Joyful people realize that their money is a gift that they can use for God's eternal kingdom.
所以如果你能够将金钱作为一个将来对天国有所造就的事情，你将会非常喜乐。
And then give as a sacrifice to God.
将施予作为献给神的祭。
And God promises that all of our needs will be met by Him.
所以神曾应许我们任何的需要都能够被他满足。
He will supply every need that we have.
他供应我们一切所需的。
So give radically away, and you will discover the fourth secret of joy.
所以尽量的去施予，你将会知道如何能够喜乐。
I'm going to end with a homework assignment.
所以我们今天以一个家庭作业为结束。
That this would become a contagious, joyful congregation.
我们期望今天每一个人能够更多的成长，成为一个能够将喜乐传递给别人的人。
There's something amazing that God put into your brain.
其实想想神其实将了一个很奇妙的一个能力放在你当中。
They're called mirror neurons.
这个叫做镜像神经元。
And our brain has trillions of neurons up there.
所以我们的大脑当中有很多的神经元。
But he has hardwired us to give us an ability to connect and empathize with people.
所以神赐给了我们这样一个很奇妙的能力，怎么样去和别人连接，可以跟别人同理。
If we went outside right now, we stood outside for 30 minutes.
如果我们能够停下来30分钟的话。
And then I took a glass of water and in front of you I drank it.
如果在你面前倒一杯水，然后将水慢慢的喝掉。
Guess what you would feel?
想想你会怎么感觉？
You'd feel thirsty.
然后你就能感觉到渴。
You actually would experience a thirst in your body automatically just watching me.
仅仅看着我将水喝完，你就很奇妙了，你会觉得口渴。
And this works for the positive and the negative.
所以这个这样的一个神赐给我们的这样的一个镜像神经元，可以正面的作用，可以负面的作用。
You see somebody, oh man, life is terrible, I hate life, this is crazy.
如果你看到一个人非常的悲观，很负面，说生活这么糟糕，太悲催了。然后可能你看到他的时候，你也觉得如此。
Your mind will connect to that negativity, and you'll start feeling negative.
所以你的这个脑中的神经元就能够被奇妙的这样能够连接起来，你能够感受到别人如何来感受的。
But if your life is filled with joy and love, and you're smiling and you're just cheerful, guess what happens to the people around you?
如果你是一个蛮有喜乐蛮有感恩的人你到处见到人的时候你都满带笑容，想想你遇到的那些人，他们是接收到什么样的信息。
They will actually experience that joy themselves.
所以当他们看见你的时候，他们就能够感受到你的喜乐。
So I want you all to practice this right now. I want you to, on the count of three, I want you to smile. One, two, three.
所以我希望我现在数到三，你们大家每个人都能笑。
Oh, some of you are challenged, all right.
有些人可能戴着口罩看不见。
But that smile, that rejoicing in the Lord, will always have an impact on the world around you.
所以靠主喜乐，你能够真的是影响很多的人。
And I'm just challenging you this week, try it.
所以我挑战一下大家，这周你们去试一试。
As you walk into your office tomorrow, say, Lord, give me strength to smile.
所以当你明天走进办公室的时候，你向神祷告说，主啊，求你给我赐给我力量，能够开心，能够喜乐。
Hello, everybody.
然后跟每个人打招呼说 ，Hello, 每个人。
How are you doing today?
今天你怎么样
？Try it.
试一试。
At your home.
在家里。
Lord, give me strength.
主啊，给我力量。
Hey, kids, how are you?
孩子们，今天过得怎么样
？As you come into this church, every time you come into this church, you pray coming up those steps. Lord, give me strength to be joyful.
所以每次当你来到教会的时候，你踏上台阶的时候，你说跟神说，主啊，赐给我力量，让我能够喜乐。
We can impact the world for the gospel of Jesus Christ simply by displaying His joy in our lives.
所以我们作为因着耶稣基督，我们可以影响这个世界，就是因着耶稣基督而有的喜乐，我们可以传递给别人。
Rejoice in the Lord always.
大家可以跟牧师一起做这样的这个姿势啊，可以帮助记这些经文。
And again I say,
我再说一遍。靠主常常喜乐，让你的谦卑叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近了。主啊，我恳求你的恩典在这个会众当中。
Lord, we desireYour gift of joy today.
主啊，我们恳求从你而来的喜乐。
Lord, our lives are very heavy right now.
主啊，我们的生活担子每一天都很重。
But you are at hand, and you are our strength.
但是主已经近了，你是我们的力量。
So fill us with your joy.
所以用你的喜乐充满我们。
So that we can share that with the world around us.
所以我们可以将从你而来的喜乐与世人分享。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.